All eyes today are on the amount of debt the nation can have.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles. Good morning, I'm Steve Chiatakis. President Obama said today there could be another global financial crisis if Congress fails to raise the national debt ceiling. Now, lawmakers are feeling the pressure of an August deadline, a possible default on its debts. A lot of folks think politicians will compromise eventually, but there's likely to be a lot of debating and wheeling and dealing going on before any deal gets done. This week is turning out to be a great example of all that, and Marketplace's Jeff Horwich is with us to explain this morning. Morning, Jeff.
Good morning, Steve.
So what is happening this week?
Well, you know how citizens like to say, why don't we just lock them all in a room until they figure it out? Well, this week is sort of close. There's the group of five, these senators from both parties who say they're going to forge a plan. Well, they're still at it.
Mm-hmm.
Now you've got the Biden group as well, Vice President Biden and six lawmakers who are meeting three times this week, talking taxes, which is always an easy topic.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's a big event in D.C. today that I guess you could call the group of 16, bunch of heavy hitters in a roundtable trying to make some progress.
16? Give me some of the biggest names involved there.
Yeah, these aren't just talking heads. These are real players in the debate. You've got House Budget Committee Chairman Paul Ryan, Gene Sperling, Director of the President's National Economic Council, former Senator Alan Simpson, who put out this drastic long-term budget plan. Former Congressman Tim Penny is chair of the group that's putting this thing on.
By getting all these powerful budgeteers in the same room, we think we're helping to build those relationships. We're helping to get ideas on the table.
The really interesting addition to the group is Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke. Diane Lim Rogers is with the Concord Coalition, a nonpartisan think tank that's focused on the budget.
I think that Bernanke is there to impress upon the audience that we need to get our act together. We need to make sure we are not playing around with our financial security.
So for 3 hours this afternoon, one would hope they might actually make some sort of progress here.
We're going to see. All right, Marketplace's Jeff Horwich reporting for us this morning. Jeff, thanks.
You're welcome, Steve.
In Britain today, Prime Minister David Cameron will announce he's softening some of the massive reforms he'd planned for British health care. Now, interestingly, while politicians here in the U.S. say they don't want anything like a British-style socialized medical system, a lot of Brits are railing against going the route of the mostly private American healthcare system. Marketplace's Stephen Beer joins us now from London with more on that. Hi, Stephen.
Hello, Steve.
Why all the fear of American-style healthcare?
It is the great boogeyman of the British healthcare debate. I mean, many Brits have a somewhat distorted view of what happens in the US, I have to say. You know, you're knocked down by a bus, you're lying in the road, but the ambulance crew won't pick you up and take you to the hospital until they've seen your credit card. That's what many Brits believe. The point is that healthcare in the UK under the NHS is free at the point of use. So you go to the doctor's office, you go to the hospital, you have an operation, you don't pay, however rich you are. The Brits are very attached to that system and very fearful of what they see as the costly, unfair and commercialized American system.
All right, Stephen, if so many people are happy with the status quo there in Great Britain, why do leaders want to change things?
Well, because it's free at the point of use, demand's practically unlimited and costs are rising very rapidly. The NHS is heading towards a crunch and the government says it wants to contain and curb these costs by getting rid of bureaucracy, trying to get a bit more competition into the system, more private healthcare providers. But this has met huge opposition from the general population. Mark Littlewood of the Free Market Institute for Economic Affairs says it's beginning to look as if you can't reform the NHS.
Criticising it is about the moral equivalent of burning the stars and stripes in the USA. It is almost considered an unpatriotic and unacceptable thing to do or consider.
So today the Prime Minister will tone down his reform package. Mark Littlewood says that will only delay the day of reckoning for the NHS.
Marketplace's Stephen Beard in London. Stephen, thanks.
Okay, Steve.
Let's do the numbers. Global markets are mostly higher. The government just reported wholesale prices rose slightly in May, but that inflation rate grew at the slowest pace in 10 months. Food prices are lower. Also, word today, retail sales fell last month for the first time in nearly a year. Car sales leading the decline there because of the Japanese earthquake. Apple reportedly has settled with Nokia over patent infringement. Wall Street yesterday, the Dow added a point to close at 11,952.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by MassMutual, offering retirement and 401k plans to businesses for more than 60 years. MassMutual.com/retirestrong. Marketplace Innovation Reporting is supported by the 2011 Jaguar XJ. Learn more at a local dealer or at jaguarusa.com. For more about the latest business and economic news from Marketplace, visit marketplace.org to discover even more of the news you love from Marketplace.
The Pentagon today rolls out new plans for saving energy. Well, that plan has nothing to do with saving polar bears or whales, but saving lives in the field and a whole lot of money. From the Marketplace Sustainability Desk, Scott Tong reports.
The Army measures the cost of energy in lives. One casualty every 24 fuel convoys in Afghanistan. In dollar terms, one study estimates $45 a gallon, factoring in transportation and military protection in hostile places. Today's announcement will incorporate various goals. The Air Force wants half its fuel to come from bio sources by 2016. The Navy plans a whole strike group, warships, submarines, jets, powered by nuclear and biofuels.
The main thing we can do is create the market.
Navy Secretary Ray Mabus says the military can help commercialize new fuels by promising to buy large amounts.
By 2020, we'll have a market of 8 million barrels of alternative fuels. As you scale up, price almost automatically comes down.
But skeptics wonder if new fuels are more than a decade away, and if this is another Pentagon fad that will fall out of fashion. In Washington, I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.
And finally, what could be better on a hot South Texas day than an ice-cold beer? But for those who bought tickets to the inaugural Houston Beer Festival over the weekend, well, they were left steaming instead. Event organizers way oversold the event, offering up 20,000 tickets to a park that could only hold 12,000, meaning the line to get into the park's only entrance was at least three blocks long, and lines for beer taps, which, by the way, ran dry before day's end, took as long as half an hour. Which reminds me of some advice my bar owner dad gave me when I was a teenager. Don't anger a large crowd of hot, drunk people. I'm Steve Chiotakis in Los Angeles, on Twitter at Radio Chio. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. And this is APM, American Public Media.
It's a competitive world. You want your kids to do well, but a parent only has so much time, you know.
The other problem I have is I have four kids. If you have too many kids, you can't invest that heavily in any one of them because you go crazy.
I'm Kai Rizdahl, also, as it happens, the father of four. It's the Freakonomics of Parenting next time on Marketplace from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.